For WBAI in New York, I'm Linda Perry with local news for Wednesday, June 18th. At an LGBT Democratic National Committee fundraiser in New York last night, President Barack Obama said it's not just laws that are changing, it's hearts and minds. He received a standing ovation when he declared he directed the White House to prepare an executive order. It would bar discrimination by federal contractors on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity. Outside the fundraiser near Herald Square, immigrant LGBT groups, including Queers Undocumented Immigrant Project, were out in force.
Liberation, not deportation! Liberation, not deportation!
Daniel Ortiz is from Immigration Equality.
We're demanding an end to the deportations of the immigrant community, and in particular, the LGBT immigrant community, who are some of the most uniquely vulnerable members of the immigrant community.
Denise Romero said Obama's deportation policies have affected millions of people throughout the country, especially queer folks who are often deported to homelands. There they are not safe or are actively persecuted.
And so we're here to say that it's not okay for Obama to be fundraising all of these money from individuals, rich individuals who consider themselves queer, but without looking into how his own administration has affected the queer community in New York City and across the country.
Several protesters sat in the middle of 35th Street. They carried signs saying for LGBT immigrants, deportation can be a death sentence. They say Obama's policies link the police department and local agencies with the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. That translates into many queer folks being criminalized. With Jack Shalom, I'm Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.